Welcome, my name is Jeremiah Lutimo, and this is Gates of Perception. Thank you so much for being here for today's episode. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you are here and you've listened to previous episodes before, thank you so much for your support. I haven't recorded an episode in some time. There have been other things occupying my attention and energy, but I'm happy to be recording this one and happy to continue pushing out more episodes on a more consistent basis. So thank you for your patience and thank you for the gentle nudges. Anyone that has personally sent me a message sharing how much they miss me putting out an episode or asking me to speak on a specific topic or theme, thank you for those nudges and those gentle reminders. So the topic and theme I wanted to explore with you all today that's had me jump out of my little cave is this theme of helping men who have loved, are in love, are in relationship to a woman who's learned to hate men. And so when someone reads that title, How to Love a Woman Who's Learned to Hate Men, the immediate conclusion or solution that someone may arrive at is, well, just walk away. Let her heal on her own. Let her address those wounds of her past on her own. And then when she's ready, come into a relationship, come into a connection with a man. And sure, that might be a solution. That might be something that would be the best for you and that person you're connecting with. And I feel that when I say how to love a woman who's learned to hate men, I want to expand this title to really include all women, because most men, if you exist and live in the Western part of the world or just in some form of a patriarchal society, which is most of us here listening and or who are a part of this conversation, the women you are going to encounter, not just romantically, the platonic friendships you're going to develop, the coworkers you're going to have, the boss at your job, even your mother, your sister, and your future daughter are going to, on some level, develop a mistrust and a disdain for men. That is, sadly, something that is a given, an inevitable reality for women that live and exist within a patriarchal society. A natural byproduct of living in a society like the one we live in, where women are constantly scanning their environment for safety, constantly feel uneasy around men who have to protect themselves because in past experiences they were betrayed, abused, assaulted by a father figure, by a past partner, or just some random guy that they encountered, whether it was a night out with friends or at their job. Whatever the setting is, we can't ignore as men that there is a harsh reality that women face that grow up in a society like this. And so part of that is acknowledging that reality as a reality that they have to go through and have to heal from and have to unpack and release the emotional wounding that comes with living in a world like that. And so for me, this episode is really about the responsibility that comes with being a man that wants to accept the profound challenge of loving a woman correctly. So this is really for the men who are willing to engage in that complexity, because it is a complexity. Because on one level, you understand that her disdain or her mistrust or her hate towards men is not really about you, right? It's not a personal attack on you. The barriers that she's developed, the walls she has to keep you out from touching her heart or letting you in, on some level, none of that is really about you. It's a shield against the world that has often let her down. A world where men have not been the safest, the most trusting, and the most dependable. So, if you are a man that is in connection, which you 99% of the chance are, whether if it's your daughter, whether if it's your mother, your sister, your lover, or your closest friend, you are approaching a deep, profound work. And this work is not just about bridging a gap of mistrust or creating some kind of corrective experience for this woman that is coming to mind as you are listening to this episode, but it's about fostering a space where mutual healing can occur. So this is what this episode is about. So if you're here and this topic or this theme interests you, I'm really grateful you're here. So what we're going to explore in this episode today is understanding the depths of her wounds, the importance of patience and personal boundaries, the art and importance of listening when you're in relationship to a woman who has learned to hate men, emphasis on learned, which we'll get into a little bit more, and then the role of empowerment when you're navigating mistrust. And then we're going to close with some final thoughts. So let's just jump right in. So understanding the depths of her wounds. So as a man, anyone listening, honestly, needs to understand that no partner is going to arrive to you perfectly formed and free of past wounds. This type of partner doesn't exist. You don't find someone that's perfect. You don't find the perfect woman. You don't find the perfect partner. You don't find someone that's a ready-made wife or husband. These are experiences that you craft, that you build, and that you mold each other into. So the perfect woman, the ideal partner, is what you become as a result of the relationship and the commitment you have towards each other, towards each other's wholeness and happiness and joy and growth. These aren't things that you just walk into. So let's understand that first. Let's make sure that's clear. Some of you might walk away or look at this title and say, well, I can just find a woman that has healed through that. I can just meet a woman that doesn't hate men. And I'm sorry to tell you, but when you understand the depths of the wounding that's taken place for women and the feminine that live in this society, you are not going to meet a woman that is free from her disdain, her mistrust towards men. It just won't happen. No matter if that disdain is outwardly visible within how she communicates, within how she expresses herself, within her relationship to men in general, or it's more stuffed down, where it's not very vocalized, but it is there and it's activated when you make mistakes, when you have a moment where you drop the ball, or you just show up similar, you make a mistake that's similar to a mistake that someone else has made before. What's going to happen is her defenses are naturally going to rise. So this is why I want to emphasize that it is not about you. Yes, there are things that you are doing that are contributing to the activation of past memories and past pains and hurts. There is an aspect of your responsibility in what you are contributing to and reactivating. And to really understand what she's going through, to approach this relationship, this connection, even disagreements with respect, with empathy and compassion, is to make sure you understand the scars that have led her to where she is right now. So ask yourself, think about a woman that you love very, very deeply, whether it's your mother, a younger sister, your partner, or even just thinking about if you don't have a daughter now, or you may have a daughter, thinking about if this person had come to view men in a way that was scary, in a way that led them to feel that men were dangerous, what experiences might shape that person's view? Think about that. Often as men, we don't really take the time to acknowledge the experiences that shape the way women view us. We jump to blame and we jump to accountability. You need to take accountability for your patterns or your behaviors. You need to stop blaming men for your experiences or your pain or your hurt or your behaviors. We jump to blame and accountability before taking the time to hold space. We want to hold someone accountable, but we need to understand that holding someone accountable requires that you hold them first. We want to jump to the accountability part. Like, where's your self-responsibility? What are you doing to change? What are the choices you made that you need to acknowledge were your own choices? We want to jump to that part and we forget the power of holding that person. And in that holding, it creates room for that person to start to feel more safe, to acknowledge other things. But in that, they require the safety of feeling held first. So in order to really hold somebody with reverence, with understanding, with respect and empathy, you have to allow yourself to get uncomfortable, to really think about what would lead this person to feel this way, to do this, and to maybe even assume the worst about me in my actions or my behaviors. Sometimes you may be in a setting where you realize that your partner is responding emotionally to a situation that is very disproportionate to the given moment. And again, we can jump to, oh my God, you need to take accountability. You need to do this better. You need to regulate yourself. And it's also very, very important to think, why would this person jump to the worst? Why would they assume the worst? And can I really take in the details of what they perceive to be the worst case scenario? What they're assuming about me and what I'm capable of. That is an echo of something they have already come to know as their experience with men. So this doesn't mean that you take this on as, oh, this is me and this is who I am and this is who she believes me to be. It's more about understanding what has led her here. So I really encourage you as a man, whether you're a father, a brother, a friend, a lover, or a son, it is very important on our journeys that we take the time to read, to listen, and to consume stories of women's pain. This is uncomfortable because we want to discredit their pain, because it validates our position. And this position is often the one of the victim. I didn't do that. That was her father. I'm not her ex. Or I think she's avoiding some accountability here. These are all positions we rather stay in because it enables us to assume the role of a victim in this situation. And I want to emphasize that it's very important for us to take the time, if we are men that want to progress, if we are men that want to heal and be a active participant in the collective healing of men and women, if we want to be great fathers and husbands to our wives and our future children, but especially our daughters, we have to take the time to gain the insights from women that have been wounded by our shadows, women that have been hurt when we were unconscious of our choices, of our behaviors, and of our trauma. How can we grow and evolve as men if we are avoiding the discomfort of hearing the things that happen to people we love and care about when we neglect our inner work? So as men, if we are evolving collectively, part of that evolution requires we really listen to the people that feel the depths of our shadows, the depths of our unconscious behaviors the most. And those are the women that we love. They know more about our shadows than we do. They know more about our manipulative tactics, our aggression when gone unchecked, the systems we create to oppress those we fear. They know about these things more than we do. Because oftentimes we are spending most of our time avoiding these truths. So if we are men that are engaging in the deep work of becoming better men and better fathers for the next generation, this is part of that work. It's not enough to just sit in circles with men talking about the pain that we go through, but it's to take that a step further and sit in circles with men that are talking about the pain that we put women through when we are not self-aware, when we are not in our bodies, when we mistake strength for dominance, aggression, and violence. So as a man, I know it's not easy to sit in a circle with men to talk about our feelings, our struggles, and our pain. And I know it also takes a great amount of strength to also hold the weight of our actions, consequences of our decisions. And if we want to get familiar with that, what happens is we are able to learn from our mistakes. We are able to love better, more correctly, and to even father the next generations of sons more properly, because we can hold the weight. We can feel the brunt force of our actions or our inactions. So part of learning from our mistakes is confronting them head on. And a huge benefit of this is we are more empathetic towards our partners, towards the women we love, that naturally, living in this kind of world, develop a disdain and a distrust for men. So with that, let's talk about patience, because patience is crucial. Because what I'm sharing with you is a very generational thing. The disdain, the mistrust, the hate, the rage or aggression that a woman might find as she begins to acknowledge her pain and her authentic feelings towards men is not her own. It doesn't just belong to her. So this is the difference between anger and rage, is that as she starts to find these spaces within herself that are angry, that are upset at these experiences that she's been through, what happens is she finds a wellspring or an ocean of rage. Now, rage is ancient. Anger is present. So if you do something and you feel a woman's anger, that's present. It exists in that moment alone, because it's activated by that moment alone. Now, rage is ancient because it is the anger that has not been expressed, that was forced to be suppressed, stuffed away, and tucked under a facade of pleasantness or being agreeable or being nice and sweet or kind. That rage is something you need to really understand where your woman is with this. So this is really important to distinguish as a man, whether this is your lover, like this is your partner, or this is a friend in your life, or even your own mother. To distinguish this is very important, because this is where your patience and your boundaries have to dance together. Because if her relationship to the anger and the rage is very unconscious, then what you're going to experience is that no matter what you do, it's going to activate her rage and her anger. No matter what you do. And this is going to be really, really tough for you if you've been in this situation before, or maybe you haven't. If that relationship is unconscious, there's almost nothing you can do to help her really feel safe in the relationship. The only thing you can do is to set and enforce boundaries. Because just like you, your anger and your aggression and your rage, when it goes unchecked, when it is unconscious, and you have an unconscious relationship to it, it has very drastic and severe consequences to the people in your life. This is no different from a woman who has no conscious relationship to her anger and her rage. And so a lot of men that are in relationship to women like this often battle something very deep, and they do it in silence. Because this woman can become very verbally abusive, she can become very emotionally abusive, and she can have very strong outbursts that might even lead to physical abuse at times. Men in relationship to women like this, whether it was your mother or an older sister or a lover, often deal with something very difficult and complex. Two things happen. One, they feel a very deep well of shame. And this shame is shaped by a narrative of what it means to be a man. So if you are feeling overpowered by a woman, whether that's physically or emotionally, or even just by her presence alone, there's something that triggers inside of you to feel inadequate, to feel like this shouldn't be happening. Because in this situation, you are the man, quote unquote. So why are you afraid of the woman? Why are you being overpowered by the woman, is the narrative that plays out. The roles should be reversed, is what the narrative becomes. And so this becomes very hard to talk about. This is the second thing that comes up, is that this continues to happen in silence. Your inner struggle, your challenging thoughts, your difficult emotions are things that you keep to yourself, because you can't speak about this. Because again, the narrative is, you are the man. Why are you being overpowered by a woman? And so it feels shameful to even admit it. It feels shameful to even talk about it. So what most men do is that they focus on being a better partner. They think and assume that maybe I'm just not doing enough. Maybe if I was more gentle, more kind, more patient, then this would all go away. She would be more gentle towards me. She would treat me better. But this is why I said earlier, if her relationship to that anger is unconscious, there is quite frankly nothing you can do to make her feel better, to make the relationship work, to allow her to feel safe with you. Because it's unconscious. Have you ever seen a man that was taken over by his anger and his rage? The solution when you're in a room with this guy is to walk out of the room, is to leave. Because there is nothing you can do when someone is overtaken and they're possessed by rage and an anger they, quite frankly, have no relationship to. So the reason I'm sharing this is because I'm talking about patience. I'm talking about embracing patience. And the journey of healing is a lifelong one. So whether this person is in your life and you love them and you want to marry them, or they're a close family member that you don't want to discard, you don't want to end or cut off a relationship with, patience is important. Nobody comes to you ready-made and perfect and all healed. Everyone is healing from something. Everyone is committed to healing from something, right? In that same breath, patience does not mean to endure mistreatment or shouldering the weight of someone else's past trauma alone. That is not what I'm talking about here. I'm not saying because she's gone through this, 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 and that, that it's okay for you to be mistreated. It's okay for you to feel that all of this pressure is on you and that she has zero work she needs to do on herself, zero responsibility she has to take for her past. That is not what I'm saying. This is why boundaries are important, because you also have to safeguard your emotional health and your mental well-being. That's how the relationship progresses towards mutual trust, healing, and understanding. Is that you're making sure that you're taking care of yourself as you are making sure that you are a supportive, an active, supportive agent and force in her journey of healing from her hate, disdain, and mistrust with men. So keep in mind of what I said earlier. If the woman that you love, that you're thinking about right now throughout this episode, does not have a conscious relationship to that anger and that rage, you have to really evaluate, what is the best thing for me to do here? Have I set these boundaries before? Did she walk all over them? Did she respect those boundaries? Is this a woman that has a practice in her life where she gets in touch with this anger and this rage? Is she connected to it, right? So thinking about that to help you enforce the boundaries, and also tuning into what triggers your impatience in the relationship. Because again, this journey is a lifelong commitment. So what steps can you take to cultivate more patience? Because you're also healing from shit too. I'm sure it'd be nice if your partner was more patient towards the things you're healing from. I don't doubt that those things also are involved with women throughout your life. Maybe your mother, maybe you had an older sister that was very aggressive towards you, maybe you had past partners that didn't treat you the best. So how can we embody the patience we would love to receive from those who love us? So with that patience, we also need to understand the importance of listening. And in this relationship with whoever this woman is for you, healing begins with active listening. If you are in a space where there's disagreements happening, there's requests, there's issues being voiced, pay attention not only to what she is saying, but also to what remains unspoken. Because oftentimes there is an art that women develop. And that art is communicating just as much as they need to in a way that doesn't trigger you, in a way that doesn't disturb the peace of the relationship. So most women have developed this art. I've worked with hundreds of women closely in one-on-one containers, and I am shocked at how much women have learned to say things in a way that's curated to appease the male ego. They don't really voice the things that are on their hearts. A lot of women don't. A lot of these women are often people pleasers or have a history of being the good girl or being the nice girl or having to play sweet and kind to secure some level of attachment or safety in their life. And so if you as a man are really willing to love this woman correctly, you also have to look at her history. What I'm sharing is maybe general, maybe applies to some women, but what you need to do is to tune into who is in front of you. Think about their history, their attachment style. How do they respond to conflict, right, is one thing. If they tend to avoid conflict, if they have a fear of conflict, a fear of upsetting you or of setting a boundary of some kind, then you need to tune into what remains unspoken and what she is saying and find ways to validate her feelings as legitimate and significant to you and the relationship as a whole. Because what you're doing is supporting her in dismantling this ingrained expectation of her feelings being too much, of her being disregarded or being invisible, and that her truth doesn't matter, that her feelings don't matter, that if she voices these things or she's honest about these things, then you'll walk away or she'll push you away. Part of supporting the women we love is by helping them dismantle these narratives by offering a corrective experience. And that can be as simple as opening up a conversation with letting her know that whatever you share, I'm going to meet you with nothing but acceptance, love, and compassion. And baby, if you knew that, what would you feel free to share with me now? Like, that alone just creates the opportunity for this woman, this partner of yours, or maybe a friend in your life to have a space where they feel that their voice is important, it's significant, and their feelings matter to you. So take the time to reflect on a recent conversation or a disagreement where you might have reacted defensively, rather than really listen to what she was saying, and ask yourself, what could I have done differently? How could I have been a more supportive and safe space for the things that she was communicating? This is all a part of how you empower her. You support her in knowing deeply that her voice matters, that she is not too much, that you love her as she is, and that you accept her fully, and that you will protect her and her inner child, not just from harm or danger, but you'll protect her and her inner child from your shadows, the parts of you that have learned to find and feel love and acceptance and validation through manipulation, through unconscious, harmful agendas. The more she feels that you take ownership of that, of those patterns, the more safety you create and the more space you create for her to feel empowered in the relationship with you. And safe, because if I'm in the relationship with you and I'm seeing you do your deep work, I'm seeing you have an emotional reaction during a disagreement and then come back an hour later and say, hey, this is what came up for me. This is something that I'm working on. And I would love to apologize to you and take responsibility for how I showed up. That alone makes someone feel instantly more safe with you, feels more empowered to share and voice their feelings and to trust you naturally. Anyone that sees you, or maybe even you are on the other end of someone taking that level of self-responsibility and accountability, that naturally helps you feel more closer to that person and helps you feel more trusting of them as well. So we can embody that as men. We can bring that forward into any relationship with the women that we love, because we're also empowering both them and ourselves to express fully and authentically. And so again, as I mentioned earlier, this doesn't mean that you are a rescuer or a martyr. Have your boundaries. Safeguard your self-esteem and your mental well-being. And also advocate for her empowerment. Support and nurture her autonomy and individuality. Make sure that she feels that it's okay for her to be herself. It's okay for her not to be perfect. It's okay for her to still be a work in progress just as much as you are. So when you are in a long-term relationship with anyone, but especially women, you will trigger wounds of mistrust at some point. You will fuck up. You will drop the ball. And mistakes are going to be made. Expectations are going to be unmet. You are going to disappoint each other, and you're definitely going to disappoint her at some point as well, many times. So every man needs to understand at some stage, you will have to navigate the challenge of loving a woman who has been hurt by men, who has been at war with men most of her life, who has a history of being left unprotected, unadvocated for, and often betrayed. Sometimes these men are her father. Sometimes these men are her brothers. Choosing to love a woman who has learned to hate men, who has learned to not trust men, is an invitation to journey together towards a healing that can only be created, can only emerge in the space that you share together. Because it's not just for her, it's also for you too. Because this process demands a conscious, consistent effort to understand and to heal past injuries, and a dedication to growing as a man, as a partner, as a protector, and as a leader. So, as I said before, there are no ready-made partners in life. There are no people that you are going to meet that are going to be fully healed. They're going to have all their trauma worked on and not project onto you at any point in the relationship. Everyone brings their own shadows and scars into a relationship. So the commitment to work through these together is what transforms any relationship into a profound and loving connection. So remember, maintain your boundaries. Respect her struggles and her journey as a woman. Have empathy and compassion and patience for the things that she has gone through and will go through that you will never, never fully understand. Make sure to nurture her strength and her individuality, and take that commitment to come together and to build a connection based on a deep trust and mutual respect. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I truly, truly believe that just as there are men who have showed up in women's lives to create chaos and wounds of mistrust, hate, and resentment, there are also men that God has placed on this earth to show up in these women's lives, to provide healing, love, care, support, and to be catalysts for their restoration of their faith in men, to help them rebuild that trust in men once again. So, to those men, I believe you are here listening to this episode now. So, I thank you. I thank you for being here. I thank you for tuning in. And if anything here resonated with you, if there's something that I share that you are struggling to implement in your life, you are struggling with in the relationship you're in, please feel free to reach out. message me on Instagram. Even if there are things that just resonated with you and you wanted to share with me, my DMs are open. And if there's any woman here that listened and resonated with something or wants to share and offer some feedback, my DMs are open. Part two of this will be about how to love men who have learned to hate women. So this is to all the women and the men listening that have found some level of attraction to the Andrew Tate philosophies and ideologies around women and what masculinity is. So I will be making an episode, a part two, that is focused on that theme and the women that are navigating that in their own lives. So stay tuned. And again, thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one. Have a great day and a beautiful evening. Peace.